Page 86, Unit 5, Exercise 1.
South for the winter. I never stay in one country for a long time. I like to see new places, meet different people. When I need money, I get a job. Hotel and restaurant work, building work, fruit picking. In Europe, fruit can be picked most of the year, but I like to go south in winter. Life is easier in the sun. 2 years ago, I was working in a hotel in Venice in October, but then I decided it was time to move south. So I got a cheap single ticket for the slow train to Sofia in Bulgaria. I could see from the timetable that the train took a long time, but the express was too expensive. When we got to Zagreb, a lot of people got on. Soon after the train departed, I fell asleep. When I opened my eyes, two girls were sitting opposite me. "Hi," they said. "You're American, aren't you?" I said. "Or Canadian?" "American," the taller girl said. "And you're 23. Your name's Tom Walsh, and your mom lives in Burnham-on-Sea, UK, right?" "How did you know that?" I asked. The second girl laughed. "She looked at your passport. It was on the seat. It fell out of your coat pocket." Their names were Melanie and Carol, and they were from Los Angeles. They liked Europe, and they knew a lot of places. "What do you do about money?" I asked. "Oh, you know," Carol smiled. "Sometimes we get a job. Hotels, mostly." "Me too," I said. "I'm going to Bulgaria now for about a month. Then I'm going to go to Cyprus or North Africa." They were nice girls. I guess they were older than me, about 27. We talked and laughed for hours. When we reached Belgrade, Carol said, "Why don't you and Tom go along to the restaurant car, Melanie? I want to sleep." "Food's expensive on the train," I said, "and I've only got a few coins." "That's okay," said Melanie. "I'll buy you a meal." When we came back to the carriage, Carol was still alone. A few hours later, Melanie said, "We're nearly in Bella Palanka. Time to get off." "Why are you getting off in Bella Palanka?" I asked. "There's nothing to do there." "Who knows?" said Carol. "But look, we think you're a great guy, Tom. Why don't we come to Sofia at the weekend and meet up?" "Sure," I said. "Great idea." "Okay," said Melanie. "We'll see you at 8 o'clock on Saturday at the Hotel Marmara." The girls got off in Bella Palanka and the train crossed into Bulgaria. Then, at 2 o'clock in the morning, the train stopped at a small village. Suddenly, there were a lot of policemen on the train.
"Perhaps they're looking for someone," said an old woman. "Look, some people have been taken off the train."
Two policemen came into the carriage. They looked at everyone. Then said to me, "Come with us, please, and bring your bag." In the station, there were several people from the train. "All bags must be placed on the table," said a tall policeman. One by one, the bags were searched, passports were checked, and the people were allowed to return to the train. Then it was my turn. I put my bag on the table. All my dirty clothes were taken out, and then the tall policeman said,
Aha! He turned the bag over. Out of my bag fell several packets of American dollars. Nice, new $100 notes. 50,000, 100,000, 150,000. There's 200,000 US dollars here, Mr. Walsh, said the policeman.
But I've never seen that money before,
I shouted.
Well, it's in your bag, replied the policeman. And did you know that 2 days ago some money was stolen from a hotel in Zagreb? 200,000 US dollars, in fact.
I looked through the window and saw my train slowly moving away from the platform. So, I never got to the Hotel Marmara on Saturday. That was a pity, as I wanted to ask Melanie and Carol a few questions. Oh well, we live and learn. Life isn't easy in prison, but it's warm in winter and all my food is provided.
When I'm released, I think I'll go to Australia. I'll get a job on a ship, start a new life. Yes, next year will be okay.